And good morning to everyone. Welcome in. It's the Sunday Sip on 620 WTMJ. I'm Greg Matzik. Happy to be joined by Drew Nicholas, who's a licensed PT and facility manager at Athletico in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Drew, thanks for joining us. Boy, it's a great day to be active. I subscribe to that theory, but not every day is a great day. Sometimes the aches and pains, well, they're a little more prevalent than others. Tell me a little bit more about Athletico and how you could help.
Definitely. Athletico is a private PT company. Basically, we are going to see anybody from, you know, your high school athlete, collegiate athletes, your weekend warriors, all the way up to seniors just looking to stay active. At my clinic, I've seen anybody from a 14-year-old dealing with some back pain all the way up to a 90-year-old dealing with knee pain. We even have specialists that work with pediatrics, so we're talking infants. But primarily at my clinic location in downtown Milwaukee, I'm seeing the weekend warrior athletes just looking to stay active, looking to continue to play basketball, football, kickball, whatever it is, and developing some sort of injury when they're doing that and looking to get back into those certain things.
So Athletico really is for everybody, right, regardless of your age or fitness level?
Oh, definitely. And it's becoming more and more important to stay active, especially during the current time that we're in. So anybody that's looking to get active and doesn't know how, we can even help them do that as well.
You know, Drew, I was a college athlete, and I'm in my 40s now. I do my best to stay active. I still run. And sometimes I just sort of fight through the pain or the ache of the next day. When is the timing right to seek physical therapy at Athletico?
Greg, it sounds like you're the perfect person to come seek some treatment into one of our clinics. But yeah, what we notice is a lot of people are just like trying to tough out their injuries. And, you know, we've all experienced those minor sprains and strains that typically get better in like a week or so. But it's those issues that continue to linger, to continue to bother you, pop up here and there. It's a lot better just to come into one of our clinics. We can check it out for you. We offer something that's called a free assessment. So basically, we can just look at it for you and say, like, yeah, this will get better on its own, or you need to come to see me. You need to address these things, or else it'll be an issue long term. And a lot of times, those things can get worse down the road, where if you just address it now, we can take care of it and it won't bother you again.
Yeah, so I guess that's the important part. It's not always seeking physical therapy assistance at Athletico when you've got this significant issue. It's also recognizing that an issue could arise down the road and trying to take care of it before it becomes a bigger problem.
Exactly. And, you know, if we assess you and we do think that there is something serious going on, all of our therapists are doctorate level trained, so we're educated in how to screen out serious things. We can oftentimes refer you on to a healthcare provider if need be. So we know our limitations. We know what we can address. We know what we can't address. So if you need more care, we'll send you where you need to be.
Talking with Drew Nicholas. He's a licensed PT and facility manager at Athletico in Milwaukee. You know, Drew, it's that time of year where ACL injuries become headline news, right? Mainly in the NFL, college football. We see it year-round, regardless of the sport, but it seems to be a tick up here in the fall with football specifically. Do you treat ACL injuries at Athletico, and is that something that you've seen become more common over the years?
Definitely. I'm actually the regional coordinator for the state of Wisconsin for what's called our ACL 3P program. But like you said, I think it's just more in the mainstream media because so much attention is on football. I think I looked it up that there's already 30 ACL ruptures this year in the NFL season alone. Obviously, most recently, Odell Beckham. But we have this thing called the ACL 3P program. Basically, the 3Ps are the prevention of ACL injuries, the progression of getting you back from surgery to the field, and then performance and return to play.
So the 3P program designed to get you back on your feet. Those who are coming in with ACL injuries, where do you think it starts, right? We all have ACLs. Certain people put more stress on their ACLs than others. But what's the common theme among ACL injuries that you see? Or is there one?
There definitely is, which is what our prevention program kind of focuses on, is we have specific tests that we can run athletes through prior to the season starting, to identify any limitations that this person might have. Say they can't control where their knee is in place. Once you identify that, you can give that person specific exercises to work on to minimize their risk. And not saying that everyone's going to have something that we need to focus on. Some people are completely fine and a freak accident happens. But a lot of times you can address these things before it becomes an issue, like I was saying earlier. When people start experiencing any sort of pain, a lot of times their first response is to shut it down. And that's definitely what we don't want people to do.
Check out athletico.com for more information. 500 locations in 12 states. There are 29 locations in Wisconsin, including Drew's location in downtown Milwaukee. Enhance your overall quality of life, recover sooner, avoid surgery, and boost your immune system. Athletico can help you with that and more. Drew, I do appreciate your time, and don't be surprised to see me in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks to Drew Nicholas from Athletico Physical Therapy. For more information, check out athletico.com.